We are continuing Surah Kahf, and these verses from verse 32 onwards are about description of two people. One is a believer and one is non-believer, and Allah is giving a beautiful example about their life and issues, and such a beautiful verses, mashallah. May Allah give us guidance to learn from these verses. The first verse, which is 32, which I recited, the translation goes like that: and coined for them a parable. Two men, we made one of them two gardens of vines, and we surrounded them with the date palms, and we placed between them tillage. Allah is talking about two men, okay? And Allah says, one man we gave, Allah says, I gave them him two gardens of vines, and it was surrounded by date palms, and in between was a tillage, like a perfect garden. You know, Allah says, I gave him the garden. The garden was perfect in the sense that it has two gardens of vines, and it was surrounded by date palm, and in between was tillage. Both of these gardens gave their fruits and withheld not thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth in their midst. See, in two lines, in two verses, Allah talks so beautifully about the gardens. This is the miracle of Quran, that the way Allah makes sentence in the with the rhymes, when you read in Arabic, it's so beautiful rhyming, and it gives so much beautiful description of garden. How Allah says in a short form the beauty of the garden is a miracle of Allah. Allah says both gardens gave their fruits and withheld not thereof. Walam tuzlimu minhu shay'a, that the fruits were there and it did not get less. Allah says, I kept giving. Fajjarna khilaluhum an-nahra, and Allah says, we caused a river to gush forth in their midst. Such a beautiful garden, you know, and the river was going in the midst, and the fruits were coming, and nothing was going small, and in between were the two wines garden, and there was a tillage of all kinds of tillage, means wheat and whatever you can imagine. What kind of tillage was that? We don't know what kind of tillage was there. It's not described in the tafsir, but you can picture that all kind of tillage, and surrounded was with date palms. So beautiful garden. To kana lahu thamru qala li sahibihi wa huwa yuhawiruhu ana aktaru minka malan wa azahu nafra. And he had fruits, abundance. So he said to his companion, as he was conversing with him, I have greater wealth than you and a mightier in respect of men. Ya Allah. This one who had this gardens was not a believer. He was non-believer. And the one who did not have garden was a believer. So this one was a wealthy man and who had a garden. And the one who was a believer, a poor man. So he says, the one who is non-believer, he has garden, Allah gave him garden. He says, when he got all that, he says, I am greater wealth than you and I am mightier in respect of man. Ma'alam wa azzahu nafra, means the nafar I am more. Who is nafar? Who follow you. Who are the followers? Your children and your slaves. So he says, I am bigger even in my children, progeny, and followers. Because he just started showing off. This is a very is a real sickness of your spirit if you start showing off and things you are bigger, you know. And he started doing that. He said that he saw that he deserved to have this garden, and he got so attached to this garden, and he started getting proud about it, becoming more arrogant about it, and he started showing off to this poor believer that I am better in might and respect of man. ودخلوا جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما اظن ان تبيدي هذه ابدا. And he entered his garden while he was unjust to himself, and he said, I don't think that this will ever perish. He got so much infatuated with his garden that he started believing that this garden is going to stay forever. He forgot akhirat. He forgot afterlife. This is what happens though. People who are sinners, they get so attached to this worldly attraction, they think it's never going to end. It's going to stay. Like when you ask kuffar, they will not talk about akhirat. They will not ask about afterlife. They will not talk about God. Everything, the beauty of this world becomes everything for them. And they think that it's going to last forever. And that's why they keep sinning, because they think that this is the reality. Reality goes away when these things get curtailed. Then they start crying, but before that they think it's not going to get finished. And that's what he exactly thought about it, that it's going to last forever. And there's a real sin that when your heart gets attached to this world, that you're going to live it forever, this is a real misguidance, because you forget Arkhakrat, the hereafter, and you forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَظَنُّ السَّعَاتَ قَائِمَةٌ وَلَا إِرِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. And I don't think that the hour will come, and even if I am returned unto my Lord, I shall surely have a better than this resort. Then again he started doubting the hour, the judgment day. So this is another issue here. And then he said, if I am returned to my Lord, I will surely get better place than even this. So he thought that he's entitled for the even hereafter to get better than this. He didn't even say that my Lord will give this the better thing, because he'll bestow. Again he said, not mentioning Lord, he said, even if I am returned into my Lord, I shall surely find a better than this resort. I shall surely find a better resort, better than this resort. Means he didn't say that my Lord will give you. No, I shall find it. He was so egotistic that he said, I shall find it. He thinks that he's entitled to get it. So Mizan described this man very well. He said, Mizan said, what kind of person was this? He was a polytheist in the sense that he was not like idol worshipper, but he was a polytheist. How come he was not an idol worshipper, and why he was polytheist? He is unexplained. The reason, if he was an idol worshipper polytheist, he would not have said about resurrection. Because he said that even if I am returned to my Lord, because idol worshipper think that they will be reincarnated. They will never think that they will be returned to their Lord. And he said, my Lord, he said, my, so he believed some way the more my Lord, but he questioned the about the hour also. He said, I don't think that the hour will come. So there was a disbelief in that sense. So he had a couple of disbeliefs, you know. First disbelief was that he was questioning about hour coming. But he believed, what he was doubting. That's his disbelief. What else is disbelief, which makes him polytheist? He thought that Allah doesn't do everything. He thought that this garden came by himself, by his work. He did everything. He is entitled for everything. He made himself the ego center. And he said that in afterlife, he'll get it. So he did not see his Lord putting everything in the perspective. He just saw the apparent cause and effect is the reality, not his God doing everything to him. So he did association to his Lord by other things, by his own effort and cause and effect. Not really everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how he became polytheist, in the sense of associating with Allah his own desire and basic cause and effect, which is really a sickness of today's people. They would say there's a Lord there, but they will think that everything came by their own efforts. If I'm a doctor, it's because of me. If I'm an engineer, it's because of me. I'm a rich guy because of me. I did all this. I did this. I deserve it. And I love it. And I'll be involved in it. And I don't think that he won't talk much about the afterlife. Those are people you see today, nowadays, everywhere. It's like several things goes, the disease goes inside, and it just goes all over you. And you become a worldly man. So, when he said that, so he said two things to his companion who was a believer, who was poor. One about questioning Lord, and second he questioned him as a poor man with that, I am better than you in wealth and children. So now he answers very politely. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ اکفرت بالذی خلقکم من تراب ثم من نطفہ ثم سواک رجلا. His companion said to him, as he was conversing with him, do you disbelieve in him who created you from the dust, then from a sperm drop, then he fashioned you a man? See, that's what we forget, all of us. He taught him the basic things. Because when you see cause and effect going and everything you think you are doing, we forget who created us. He questioned the real roots for him. He reminded him, Allah, that do you disbelieve who created you from the dust and from a sperm and he fashioned you like a man? Now he says, لَاكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي لَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. But as for me, he, Allah, is my Lord, and none do I associate with my Lord. Then he reminded about who the Lord is. That as for me, none is my Lord but Allah. Allah is my Lord, and none do I associate with my Lord. So there is a point to be understand. Who Allah or Rabbi? Who Allah? Allah is my Rabb. Allah is my Lord. See, this is a question. What is Rabb? Rabb is your caretaker. Rabb is your caretaker who takes care of you. Who raised you? Who's your coach? That's Rabb. The thing is that he said that my caretaker, my coach, my taking care of is my Lord, my Allah. So he corrected his disbelief into belief by saying that that's what I believe, that everything that happens in my life is my Allah who's doing for me. Everything is done by Allah for me, everything. And I do not associate with my caretaker to anybody else. That's what happens, that people disconnect. They say, oh, God is there, but all these things are done by me and my things around. And he forgets that Allah is the one who's doing everything. And this believer said that in my life, everything is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is my caretaker. That's a problem, you know. And that is the problem of today's world, that we come and do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we make different people our caretaker. And we follow their commands. And then we just do sinning after sinning. When we go to work, our employer becomes our rabb, and we follow what he says. And we think that if we don't follow him, he'll fire him. And we think we'll not have any food to eat. Same thing when we go to house, and we think that if I don't please my wife, she'll make my life miserable, and she'll become your caretaker. And same thing with the children. And that's how the world betrays you, showing that they are your caretaker, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why people are associating things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the true believer is the one who thinks that every caretaking business from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when you know that, then you not sin. Otherwise you'll sin. You'll do salat and you go out, you'll just start sinning, keeping in mind that they are all your caretakers. They are your Rabb. Now he teaching further. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِنْ تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. And why did you not say when you entered your garden, as Allah will, there is no power except in Allah, if you see me less than in wealth and children? He said further, taught him further, that when you enter the garden, why didn't you say مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, whatever Allah wills, and there is no power but Allah. If you see me, I am less in wealth and children. He taught him more, that everything what you got in the garden is from Allah. So, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Those are such a beautiful zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that who says mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, Allah will protect his ni'mah from him. All his wealth and children will be protected. And that is the basic of tawheed, to say mashallah, la quwwata illa billah in your heart. Everything is from Allah. Every power, no power but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have that, you will not make anybody else Rabb. Otherwise you will make different lords for yourself. And because you'll associate inside, no, this is my, I have to follow him, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to follow in job, I have to follow him, not him. At home, I have to follow my wife, not Allah. Everywhere you follow somebody else, but I'm not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you have mashallah, what Allah wills, la quwwata illa billah, you will not say that. This is a serious thing. Now he says that after saying that, he talks about, because he put down his money and wealth, his children. Now he says that. فَعَصَى رَبِّي أَنْ يُوْتِيَنِي خیرم من جنتی کا و یرسل علیہ حزبانا من السماء فتصبح صعیدا زلقا. Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than your garden and send on it a thunderbolt from the heaven so that it becomes an even slippery ground without plant. He said that it can happen to you, that if you are so proud of your garden which you think that you deserve it, Allah might send a thunderbolt and destroy it, and I might get better garden than your garden. But he did not say about the children. He didn't say that maybe your children will die. He didn't came out cheap. He had so much control on himself, although he put him down so much. He didn't say that, because he was a very dignified man. He kept patience. And he said that about God, and although he showed out even about children. And that is the grace of believers. Believers are always calm and controlled. And he was, even he did not have much, but he was so happy from inside, and he was content with the perfection of soul. And this man, he had so much, but he was so arrogant. His soul was so shallow. Although he had so much, but his soul was so shallow. He was arrogant, he was angry, he was showing up. But this, the believer, the sign of believers, who was always, even they were less, they are so content and graceful. Grace is a part of religion. And he said further, And he said further, "Oh, yusbihu ma uha ghorum falan tastatiyu lahu talaba." Or its water will sung so that we'll never be able to seek it out. He, because Allah said, "Fajjarna khilalahuma nahara." The river was gushing in the beginning of verses, and he said, "The builder said that water can go down, and then you cannot get it, because it was all the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And then he started telling him how much grace he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah wants to take it away, it will take away your garden and your water and everything. Now Allah says further, وَأُخِيْتُ بِثَمْرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. And his fruits were enwrapped into destruction, so he began wringing his hand for what he had expended in it, and it was fallen down upon its tresses, and he was saying, "Alas me, would I had not associated with my Lord anyone." So Allah sent a punishment on his fruits, so all his fruits were destroyed. And he started wringing his hand because of nervousness, because whatever he spent on it was gone. And the garden was fell down, and he was saying, what was he saying? Ya laytani lam ushriku bi rabbi ahada, alas me, what I had not associated with my Lord anyone. Then he found out, because he was, everything for him was the garden. When the garden was taken away, then he remembered his Lord. Then he said, "I wish I would not associate anybody with my Lord." وَلَمْ تُقُلْ لَهُ فِيَّةٌ يَنْصُرُنَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ منتصرا هنالك الولايه لله الحق هو خير ثواب وخير عقبا. And he had no troops to help him against Allah, nor could he help himself. Therefore, protection belongs only to Allah the true. He is the best rewarding and best of the consequences. So when the punishment came to the garden, Allah said that he could not get anybody to go against Allah, what Allah did to him, neither he could help himself. And Allah says after that, هُنَالِكَ الْوِلَاةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, therefore, wilayat belongs only to Allah. What is wilayat? Authority belongs to Allah, the true, haq. He is the best rewarding and best of consequences. Allah gave the example so beautifully that vilayat belongs to Allah. Because what is vilayat? What is authority? Authority is that Allah owns everything in this kingdom. This kingdom belongs to Allah. That garden belonged to Allah. Everything belonged to Allah. He forgot that. So Allah showed him his authority. That he wished he could destroy the garden, and he destroyed it. And then he recognized it. We should not become like that person who was that having the garden. That when Allah destroy our world, then we remember Allah. Because we do many times that we get involved so much in this world that when hardship comes, then we start crying to Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah. Before that we think the world is everything for us and we don't even remember Allah. We don't even remember Qiyamah. If somebody talks about Qiyamah, they say, change the topic. Please talk something else. Because we love our world so much. And when the hardship comes, then we become like this man and start remembering Allah. That's not a right way, brother or sister. The believers are one who remember Allah by sitting, laying down in all conditions, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the believers. This believer who was a poor believer, he had more happiness in heart and confidence than this non-believer even when he was rich. He was so arrogant. And as soon as the garden was taken away, he became so desperate because that was his everything. This is a beautiful story which we all have to take the lesson from this story that we become the content believer who say MashaAllah, La quwwata illa billah and believe in Allah, trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah puts in our life is good for us. If we have less money, Alhamdulillah, it has to be the faith. If we have more money, don't become arrogant. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every good comes from Allah, every misfortune comes from our own deeds, brother. This is Quran. Now we remember from these two gardens, Yazid Malun and Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Yazid Malun thought that his kingdom is because of his wisdom and because of his all kind of things. He forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tried to put Imam Hussain down by asking his allegiance to his hand. He thought he is better than Imam Hussain. Astaghfirullah, na'uzu billah. And he tried to put Imam Hussain down by saying that, I am the one, I am better than you. I am the king. I am the khalif. Take my allegiance. He thought that what Imam Hussain got was less and what he had the more. But he did not see what Imam Hussain had on the 10th of Muharram. He did not see the beauty of Abbas. He did not see beauty of Ali Akbar. He did not see the beauty of Qasim. Their spiritual beauty, their beauty and glory and eloquence, he could not see all that. He was just blind man who just saw the material world. He did not see the beauty of the garden of Imam Hussain al-Sam, the garden of Ahlul Bayt, which came to Karbala, was such a beautiful garden which he could not see with his material eye. He did not see Sayyid al-Sajjad, who was the Sayyid al-Sajideen. He did not see that Imam Hussain said that what you are asking is not right. And what he did, he tried to destroy Imam Hussain al-Sam. He thought that I am better than you. He tried to destroy Imam Hussain. He could not see the garden of Imam Hussain al-Salam. Now you see the garden of Imam Hussain al-Salam. You see after 1400 years, when the 40th come of Imam Hussain al-Salam, there are millions of people going and praising that garden of Imam Hussain al-Salam. The garden of Imam Hussain al-Salam. This garden is going to flourish more when Imam al-Zama comes and also flourish this garden to the maximum of the garden of Imam Hussain al-Salam. This is the grace of Allah. And on the judgment day, the garden of Imam Hussain al-Salam of the real Jannah, who will be the prince of the garden of the garden of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen.